Welcome back to the Finsiders. As we get ready for Monday Night Football in New Orleans, there are obviously a lot of things to talk about, and now we're going to go behind enemy lines. Saints broadcaster Sean Kelly joining us on the Metro PCS hotline. And Sean, one of the things we've discussed an awful lot this week is how to slow down Drew Brees. So let me ask you the question. When teams in the past, the recent past, have had success slowing down Drew Brees, is it more about pressuring the quarterback, or is it more about dropping into coverage, or how do you do it?
Yeah, and this is, I think, the topic of conversation for most defensive coordinators on the Saints schedule this year. And I think what we've seen over the last several years, and we've already seen this season, is this continued cycle of trying to find a way to do things. And I think that, you know, every time that Drew has struggled with one particular look, he's been able to either figure it out in the same ball game or the next time it comes around, he's solved it. And it's easier to solve when you have weapons like Jimmy Graham and Marcus Colston and others surrounding him right now. Much like the Saints saw last week against Arizona, their idea was, let's stuff up the box and try and keep the Saints to be one-dimensional. In other words, try and take away the run. Well, that didn't work out so well, because if you let Drew sit back there, even with a rushed pocket, he can pick it apart and throw to a tight end that is hard, is a hard cover for any linebacker or cornerback or safety in the league right now. So that's been the deal, and that's why I think Drew's been successful more times than not. And, you know, last year I think that if you were to look at any time that Drew has struggled as a Saint, it's because of the defensive woes of the Saints. Drew, I think, felt like he had to win games all by himself. So it may not be a matter of a particular look on the defensive side of the ball that he's seeing. It may be more of what he's defining his role as need be for the team at that particular time.
Well, and so far this year, the defense has been much improved, at least through three games, it seems.
Right, and that's why I think that you're seeing Drew more comfortable and Drew better able to handle the different defensive looks that he's been thrown so far this season. So I think they go hand in hand, and I think, you know, as you and I have kicked this around a little bit, that seems to be the way it plays out. So if you allow Drew to be creative and if you give him the feeling that he doesn't have to do it all by himself, that's when maybe he's most dangerous.
Jimmy Graham, you mentioned earlier, maybe is as good a tight end right now as there is in the National Football League. I don't even know at the point where we can have a conversation about how do you stop Jimmy Graham. Maybe the conversation is how do you slow down Jimmy Graham. What have you seen teams do against him when they've had at least some success trying to take him away from Drew Brees?
Well, I think that teams that have found a way to bracket him, make it a harder look for Drew to shove one in there. You know, one of the things that Drew has so much confidence in is that he can throw it almost anywhere in the same zip code as Jimmy Graham, and Jimmy's going to make a play. And teams that have been able to bracket him a little bit have cut down on that somewhat. But the problem is, if you double on him and try and man up on the other guys, that's where a guy like Colston and Lance Moore and a few others have hurt teams in the past. So it was, I don't want to say it was comical. It just seemed hard to believe that the Cardinals last week felt like they could cover Jimmy Graham one-on-one and at times had Tyrann Mathieu on him, which the size differential there is kind of laughable. But, it'll be interesting to see what the Dolphins do on Monday night. The Dolphins present a defensive look that, that is much different than what the Saints have seen the first few weeks. And so I think a lot of that just has to do with sheer talent. And so talent certainly makes up for deficiencies in game planning. So it could be real interesting to see what the Dolphins decide to throw at Drew and Jimmy in that black and gold offense on Monday night.
Yeah, we've got no idea, obviously, what they're planning on doing, but it is a big topic of conversation, and there's a real sense of curiosity around it, how Miami is going to approach Jimmy Graham. The answer I think I keep giving people is it's not going to be the same play to play. They're going to have to mix it up a little bit, try different things, and experiment a little bit. What's the word there in New Orleans? We're talking to Sean Kelly, the Saints broadcaster, as far as the Dolphins go. It's a team just sort of now starting to pop back onto people's radar. 3-0, obviously, Monday night, prime time. What's the sense of the Dolphins there?
Well, I think that they're a bit surprised. I think, and that's probably the same reaction that the nation's giving the Dolphins right now. And, you know, the Dolphins have been able to, and this is somewhat surprising to me, in a market the size of Miami and the history and tradition of the Dolphins, that Miami's pretty much been able to fly under the radar here a little bit. You know, not much noise during the preseason, coming off of, what, a 7-9 last year. And this quarterback that kind of got lost in the shuffle with regard to last year's class. You know, everybody talked about RG3 and Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck and all that, and nobody really gave a fair shake to Tannehill. And so I think the feeling around here, and this is a pretty educated fan base, is, wow, maybe we shouldn't go to sleep on this young Ryan Tannehill guy, and he's been doing some nice steady things and doesn't, you know, bring a whole lot of attention to himself, which they love around here. And they look at, you know, they've got a new Orleanian on their team now, so they love the fact that one of your wide receivers is from right here in the Crescent City. And so this is a team that I think that they don't know a great deal about, but they're certainly respectful of the 3-0 start. And it really got their attention when Miami knocked off New Orleans, arch rival, the Atlanta Falcons. So they are thankful for the Dolphins in that sense, and I think that they're respectful going into Monday night as far as having a pair of undefeated teams at the Dome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think everybody is very amped up for it and with very good reason. We're talking to Saints broadcaster Sean Kelly. Through three games, obviously the Saints have yet to lose. What's the sense of what needs to get better at this point for that team?
Well, I think the consistency comes into play a little bit. I think the run game and the protection of Drew Brees seem to be the topics of conversation right now. You know, the offensive line has had an injury or two, and it'll be interesting to see who the front five will be with regard to Monday night's game. There have been some nicks, some bruises, and whatnot. They're trying to get a sense of whether or not the run game should be better because the play needs to be better, or it's because of the different schemes that they've seen so far. Like, for example, as we mentioned earlier in our visit here, that Arizona decided to try and take away the run and gave a look to do that, kind of that bare front and everything else. And so maybe it was too hard to gauge at that point. And Drew Brees has been knocked around and sacked a few times. And so then you sit there and say, well, is it the play of the offensive line, or is it the fact that when a team goes man coverage on Brees' receivers, that changes the dynamic and the time in the pocket, and maybe Drew has to take a sack or two here and there to make sure he doesn't make a mistake and force one out there. So I think that the sense is that there are some question marks, but maybe it's too early or there's not enough evidence on whether you can levy a decision on some of those question marks right now. The one thing that's for certain, though, is Rob Ryan's defense has played very well. They seem to love to play for him, and even with injuries on that side of the ball, they seem to have got this next man up thing going in their favor. So in that sense, that's kind of the good and the bad right now when you look at New Orleans.
Really good information with Sean Kelly. Last one for you. Obviously, it's been a weird couple of years, and I guess that's one of a million words we could use to describe what's been going on around that Saints organization. Post-suspensions now, post-Bounty Gate, everybody sort of moving past all that. Is there a real sense that things are back to normal there at this point?
Oh, I think that's probably the fairest assessment of all. I think there really is no hangover from that situation. I don't see anybody in that locker room or in that coach's office that leans on that or draws inspiration or venom or anything else from that. I really think it's truly back to normal. And certainly Sean Payton's one of those guys that, you know, his fingerprint is on everything, not just uniforms and schemes and how we do this and do that and what time this is, but right down to, you know, what flowers are planted in front of the facility. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. And with him fully back now and with most of the offseason under his belt, and now we're kind of into the groove of the regular season, really it's kind of like he never left, if you know what I mean. And I think that's the way Drew put it the other day, too, was that everybody just kind of picked up where they left off, and that's the feeling you get around the building.
Really good stuff. Sean Kelly, appreciate the insight. Thanks so much. Have a great time on Monday night.
Thanks, guys. We'll look forward to it.
Absolutely. There you go. That's Sean Kelly on the Metro PCS Hotline. For limited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.